Okay, so now, anyway, we do a little bit of meditation. So if you get yourselves in a... I usually just give the guided meditation about 20 minutes, and then afterwards just 5 or 10 minutes by yourselves, and then finish off by ringing the bell. So, to be able to close the eyes, and come into this present moment, into this place. You all come from many different places, even in the world, different suburbs, different places, all come here in this moment, in this place, a time just to relax. Instead of going places, we're trying to be here. It may not be the most perfect place, but it's all we have. So we learn how to be content. Content in this moment, content in this body. With your eyes closed, it's much easier to focus. You have less distractions, not zero distractions, but less with your eyes closed. So with your eyes closed, see if you can focus on your body and how it's sitting here. In particular, do you need to move? If you do need to move, please feel free to do so. This is not a military camp. This is Club Med, Nolamara, the old joke. In other words, learn how to relax the body. Don't force it. And be even more aware by focusing on a part of your body. Start with your legs. Do you need to move your legs, to adjust them slightly? Even to scratch them, just to adjust slightly. This is called being mindful, being aware, and being kind enough that if you feel that your legs need a slight adjustment, you'll do so, you will move. Those with the psychic powers can hear this heavenly music playing in the background. You've already got deep meditation. Just be aware of your legs. Just relax them. The awareness gives you this focus, and you start to feel the body and learn how to relax. And of course, if you do need to cough, you're most welcome to cough. Please, you know, don't suppress it. You'll find that if you try and stop the coughing, it gets worse. When you relax, you don't feel afraid or pressured, you'll find it tends to disappear. And then, just be aware of your bottom. Your buttock sitting on a cushion or a chair. If you need to fidget, please do so. Because as soon as you move, your awareness of the feelings in your bottom, they can tell you whether it's better or worse. So you can adjust. When it comes to the meditation posture, the way we sit when we meditate, this is how we find the best posture. We don't just think that we know exactly how to sit at the very beginning. We feel our way through the meditation, with mindfulness and kindness guiding us. And then you can test out your back. How relaxed is your back? I like to stretch my back first of all, and then just to let it go. The stretching is what many animals do. You see that in the forests. After they've got a good stretch, then they can relax and things get nice and loose and free and wonderful and easy. So I focus all my awareness, my mindfulness, just on my own back to make sure everything is comfortable. And even interruptions of sound, just realize they just disappear after a while. I don't tense up against the sound. It's part of life. I relax. The sound is like a ball hitting like a padded cell on the wall. It doesn't bounce back again. Once the sound is gone, it doesn't echo. Your mind becomes so loose like that. You're always in the moment. You never allow the past to invade and disturb the present. Then I check my hands. I usually have my hands in my lap. You can put them on the knees if you wish, wherever your hands feel comfortable. But you check them first of all, how are they? Just like when you start the car, make sure that all the windows are closed, seat belts are on, enough fuel in the gas tank. Make sure everything is right before you start. Just checking your own body, being aware of it. Check your shoulders. There's nothing to be afraid of in meditation, just relax the shoulders. How you relax them, you can feel them. You can feel how tense they are or how loose are your shoulders. And experiment, trial and error. Find out what works for you. Mindfulness allows you to have feedback, and the feedback is where you learn. Until you learn how to relax your own shoulders, you soon find out what you need to do to make everything nice and loose and free and comfortable. And then move up to maybe your neck, those people who have little coughs, irritations. Sometimes I feel that irritation in the throat. And just don't try and get rid of it. Don't try and do anything, just leave it alone. If it's a cough, it'll come naturally. A lot of times I just leave it alone and it disappears by itself. Because when you have awareness, you soon find what makes it worse and what makes it better. This is how we learn mindfulness and kindness, to relax and let go. And then we move up to the front of our face to learn how to relax the muscles around your eyes and your mouth. Can you feel if they're tense, they're tight, or if they are loose and relaxed? Once you have awareness, you find you can do things like tense them up, relax them. In particular, you learn how to relax even the muscles in your own face. And then you can be aware of your whole body sitting here, relaxed. If there's anything which still needs to be adjusted and moved, feel free to do so, out of kindness. You'll find if your body is relaxed and peaceful, it's much easier to stay in the present moment, just to be here. A lot of time it's because we're uncomfortable, suffering. That's why we run away into the future or the past. If we learn how to be content, relaxed in this moment, it's easy to stay here. And it's very pleasant not having to go places, do things. We can just be. And don't try and work out the meaning of the universe. Instead of trying to philosophize and work out everything, just be. This is where you find out meaning. Not in the search, but in stopping. Stopping for a few moments and just being. Not even trying to fix things up. Realizing this is perfection. This is fine. And then once you've relaxed physically, we can let the body go. And then ask yourself, how peaceful are you? Or how tense? Are you struggling or are you relaxed? It's looking at what I call the peaceometer. Just like a thermometer shows how warm or cool it is. The speedometer, how fast or slow you're going in your car. This is a peaceometer. How peaceful are you? Or how agitated? Give it a number from 1 to 10. 1, really peaceful. 10, pretty agitated. And now, what makes you more peaceful? What makes you more agitated? The mindfulness gives you the opportunity for feedback. You're aware of how peaceful or how agitated you are. And if you look at the right thing in your mind, you soon discover just how to become more peaceful. It's called relaxing, letting be, being kind. Opening the door of your heart to this moment. Just being here. Making peace with this moment. And please don't have any goals, where you're supposed to be, what you're supposed to achieve. Instead, let go of all goals, all achievements, just for a few minutes, and just appreciate this moment. Now is the most important time. It's the only time you'll ever have. It's where your future is being made. It's the only place you'll learn anything right now. And whatever it is you're aware of, whatever it is the most important thing in the whole world. This. And all you need to do is to make peace with it. Be kind. Be gentle. Make peace with your cough. Make peace with the noise, with the heat, with the sound. Just be without reacting. Find the peaceometer gets very, very still. You don't have to do anything. It's the opposite, stopping doing. Stopping trying to get rid of things, judging things, going places. Instead, just pause and just be here. No jobs to do, no assignments to finish, no emails to check, just being now, free, at peace. checking the peaceometer. If just out of habit people tend to wander off, instead of wandering off, at least just be with your breathing. Just notice the natural flow of air into your body called the in-breath. And just how it exhales when it's ready. Not forcing the breathing, but just watching it as if it was somebody else's breath you were watching. And as you breathe in, you can imagine breathing in peace, health, energy, any good things you want to bring into your body and mind. Bring it in with every in-breath. Imagine it coming in. And every out-breath, whatever is irritating you, sickness, tiredness, problems, breathe it out with every out-breath. Breathing in peace, breathe out, let go. Breathing in health, breathe out, let go. See if you can really get into it. Just flowing in and out with your breathing. Breathing in peace. Breathe out, let go. moment, being peaceful, just flowing in and out with your breath, being in peace, breathe out, let go. No need for a commentary. Feel the breath. Don't think it. getting close to the end of the meditation now. How do you feel? What's it like inside? How peaceful are you? How relaxed is your body? The two generally go together. A relaxed body, a peaceful, happy mind. When you learn, it's quite easy to do. It's by being aware and being kind. Not struggling. That causes tension. Just letting things be. Just being here. And you calm down automatically. I'm now going to ring the gong three times. Please listen to every sound of the gong. When the third ringing finishes, time to come out of meditation. As the heavenly music also concurs. Very good, there we go.